Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Jürgen Klopp var tydelig frustrert etter tap mot Southampton og tok et oppgjør med både laget og dommeren etter kampen. Velkommen til pausepraten tirsdag 5. januar ved Arve Vassbotten. Vi starter denne daglige oppsummeringen av de siste 24 timene med Liverpool med 1-0-tapet mot Southampton på St. Mary's i årets første kamp. Det avgjørende målet kom allerede etter 2 minutter ved tidligere Liverpool-spiller Danny Ings. Jürgen Klopp var etterpå ærlig på at han var både sint og frustrert, og at det føltes unødvendig å gi fra seg nye poeng. I desember og i starten av januar har Liverpool bare tatt 12 av 21 poeng og variert voldsomt i prestasjonene.
Very frustrating, just because it's so unnecessary, but still happened. Gave the game away, how we have to admit now in the first few minutes, actually, because after that we were not calm enough to create it. The opportunities to turn around. I heard now a second ago we had only one shot on target, so we had a lot of shots next to target, which is a finish as well. But even of them, we didn't have probably enough for the moments we had. So our fault, my responsibility. That's it. I know they are great guys, they are super boys, they are fantastic football players. But anyway, tonight they were not good. So and I think they should have done better, then I get angry. Not long, but I get angry. So but we don't have to make it bigger than it is. But it's big. So we didn't win the last game, the game before. I don't know. Last 4 games didn't win. Is that right? I don't know exactly. So and that's all our fault, mainly my fault. But the boys have their hand in as well, and we have to change that. And
Klopp var også kritisk til dommer André Mariners håndtering av kampen.
I turned around to the fourth official and he said, will we check it? He said, we checked it already, no penalty. That's the 100% truth. And now somebody wants to tell me how quick they had it in all these different angles, but that's 100%, we checked it already, no penalty. Look, and then you have situations. The boys really want. You have situation in other moments. When that last year, I think a penalty or 2 years ago, I don't know, against Leicester, and people there, Sadio Mane going down that easy. If this boy would go down easy, we would have had this time a penalty and last game a penalty, a stone wall penalty. But what Andrew Mariner did with Sadio Mane tonight, I'm not sure if that's still okay, to be honest. So like the boy tried absolutely everything. Was a few great challenges with. There were a lot of situations which should have been free kicks as well. And the last situation when he goes down, you see that back in the box, he hits him in the end with his left foot, and that's another penalty. So we cannot change it. I heard now that Man United had more penalties in 2 years since Holder is there than I had in 5.5 years. I have no idea if it's my fault or I don't know how that can happen. But that's no excuse for the performance of tonight, because that's something we can change. The rest we cannot change. We just have to respect the decision.
Med Joel Matip ute med skade, valgte Klopp rutine og brukte Jordan Henderson som midtstopper mot Southampton. Dermed spilte Liverpool med 5 midtbanespillere fra start, 2 av dem i forsvarsrekka. Klopp har nå benyttet seg av 41 ulike midtstopperpar etter at han kom til Liverpool. Sist Henderson startet en kamp som midtstopper var sammen med Joe Gomez under semifinalen I klubb-VM mot Monterrey I desember 2019. Liverpool har stilt med 10 ulike midtstopperpar bare denne sesongen. Det ble ikke mange høye karakterer på vår spillebørs etter kampen. Aller dårligst ut kom Trent Alexander-Arnold, som fikk 3 på børsen. Sadio Mané ble kåret til vår beste mann og fikk 6 på spillebørsen, og det samme fikk Andy Robertson. Henderson fikk 5 I sin nye rolle, og det samme fikk Alisson, Fabinho og Thiago, mens resten fikk karakteren 4. Så langt har ingen av de mest kjente Liverpool-journalistene skrevet noe om noen konkrete navn som skal være på vei inn til Liverpool dette overgangsvinduet. Jamie Carragher blant de som likevel mener at det bør kjøpes inn en ny midtstopper. Jeg kan ikke se at Liverpool skal vinne ligaen med mindre de kjøper en ny midtstopper, sa Carragher på Sky Sport etter mandagens kamp. Det faktum at de brukte Jordan Henderson som midtstopper kommer ikke til å gjøre noe godt for guttene på benken og deres selvtillit. Henderson ingen stopper. Han spilte bra, men det ikke hans posisjon, sa Carragher. Liam Miller har forlenget kontrakten med Liverpool og blir lånt ut til Charlton I League One resten av sesongen. 21-åringen kom til Liverpool I 2016 og står med én kamp for førstelaget mot Shrewsbury I FA-cupen I februar. Nå skal han prøve lykken på seniornivå. Det bare å ønske kantspilleren lykke til. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter, besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.